Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is overcoming temptation. What does it mean to be tempted? Can we really overcome temptation? I think so. Here's what the scripture says. Paul writing in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, he says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." So we know that temptation does not come from God. Let no man think that God tempts mankind. He will try us to see what's in us, but he doesn't tempt us with evil. Never. So we know that temptation comes from the devil. And the purpose of that temptation is to lead us astray, to take us off the path of righteousness, to lead us into destruction. After all, Jesus said the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And that's what he does. And he uses temptation to do it. Temptation is focused specifically to the flesh. If you're in the spirit, you will still be tempted, but you're not going to fall to it. Unless you give in to your flesh. The flesh, of course, as you know in Galatians, the deeds of the flesh, you can read it in Galatians chapter 5. So what happens is the devil tempts us, and we fall to it. And therein is the way that the devil comes to mankind and takes him at his will. Laughing at man, he presents something to him, an idea or a thought, that leads him into immorality, that leads him into stealing or killing or being a tool in the hands of the devil. Paul says, let me tell you, folks, that there's no temptation, that no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. We all suffer under the desire of the flesh, you know, as a man to lust for a woman, to have power and fame and other stuff. So it's all common to all of us. It bothers everybody. However, God is faithful. And with that temptation, he makes a way of escape. And what is that way? Some people that are not sensitive to the will of God, the voice of God, never hear the voice of God saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it. Don't go that way. It's not the right thing to do." The way of escape is hearing the word of God and obeying it. The psalmist has said, "Lord, I've hidden thy word in my heart that I may not sin against you." So the psalmist is saying, because I know the word of God, when the desire to sin and the temptation is there, I need to go to the word of God. That's my way of escape. I need to find what has God said that will deliver me from this temptation, that I may be able to bear it, meaning to throw it out. The Spirit led him up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And each time that Jesus was tempted, he said, "It is written." He went to the Word of God. And that's what we do. To overcome temptation is to rehearse the Word of God against the temptation. It's a process, it's a formula for success, that we can stand in the Word of God, hold on to what is being said, and use it as a sword to cut through the temptation and break its hold on us and have victory. Here's a good example. The devil comes to Jesus and says, "Why don't you turn that stone into bread?" And Jesus goes right to the scripture. And he says, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And so Jesus rebuked the devil just by reading the scripture to him. And he said, life is not in the bread alone. Life is in the word of God. So that's what we do. We rehearse the scripture that is written, and we speak it forth to the temptation against it, and it will cast it down. Now, there's another thing you want to consider, and that is that the Bible says that we're not even tempted until we're drawn away in our own lust. here we are walking with God and we're having a great time, and the devil throws a woman in front of you if you're a man, or a man in front of a woman, or he comes to us with some kind of idea, like I said, and draws us away as we chase after our own lust. Don't want to do that. Use the scripture, and that's the warfare, that's the battle of the mind, is to use the scriptures against the thoughts that come into your mind, because they're there to destroy you. So as you look towards the future and you live day by day, know that your mind is a battlefield and you're a warrior, and you can stand up using the scriptures and defeat the devil. God bless you.